This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the founder of Russia's Wagner Group Mercenary Force, published a video on Saturday showing what he said were coffins containing bodies of Ukrainian soldiers being repatriated to territory held by Kyiv. In the video, Prigozhin, clad in full military gear, said, "We are sending another shipment of Ukrainian army fighters home. They fought bravely and perished. That's why the latest truck will take them back to their motherland." The footage shows men in uniform nailing wooden coffins shut and loading them onto a truck. His Wagner Group has spearheaded Russia's months-long assault on the eastern city of Bakhmut. The president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said on Saturday, Russia must be held accountable for its invasion of Ukraine.
"The European Union will continue to work with our partners to ensure that Russia pays. We stand united for justice for Ukraine."
Von der Leyen stressed the need for a dedicated tribunal to prosecute Russia's crime of aggression. Indonesian officials called for an investigation and an audit of state energy company facilities after a fire at a storage facility killed 15. The fire, which started Friday night in a fuel storage depot in the capital, Jakarta, quickly spread to nearby houses and sent residents in the densely populated area into a panic. Authorities initially put the death toll at 17, but revised it later to 15. Dozens were injured and more than 1,000 people were displaced, police said on Saturday. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN's nuclear chief is in Iran following new concerns over the country's uranium enrichment. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Rafael Mariano Grassi's meetings come days after it was revealed that Iran had enriched particles of uranium to near weapons grade, raising new alarm over its long-disputed nuclear program. Grassi declined to comment on his discussions during a news conference with the head of Iran's nuclear program, saying the delegation's work was still ongoing. Earlier this week, the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency reported that uranium particles enriched up to 83.7%, just short of weapons grade, were found in Iran's underground Fordo nuclear site. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
As the focus in Turkey intensifies on how poor construction may have contributed to the devastation caused by February's deadly earthquake, a zoning amnesty once promoted by the country's president is coming under close scrutiny. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
As the extent of the destruction sinks in, people are asking why so many buildings collapsed. Reuters put residents' accusations about the amnesty and safety assessments to the mayor of Malatya, Selahattin Gürkan.
"Instead of getting stuck on the past and what happened at a specific location, we need to plan for the future."
Our interview finished abruptly, but the mayor added one more thing as he left.
"Lastly, I would like to say that the property amnesty wasn't the correct approach."
Erdogan has said building standards in Turkey have improved under his watch.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. The station master involved in Greece's worst ever train disaster was due to appear in court on Saturday, with the country braced for more mass protests over the crash that killed at least 57 people. Thousands of protesters have demonstrated across the nation since Tuesday's collision between a passenger train and a freight train, with public anger mounting over government failure to manage the rail network. North Korea on Saturday blamed the United States for what it said was the collapse of international arms control systems and said Pyongyang's nuclear weapons were a just response to ensure the balance of power in the region. Quote, "The Korean Peninsula is turning into the world's biggest powder keg and war practice field due to a military expansion scheme led by the United States and its followers," its foreign ministry said in commentary carried by state news agency KCNA. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.